It's called the Weary Blues. Weary blues from waiting. Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, please come home. The snow falls outside my window, but it can't chill my heart. God knows it froze the day you left. My dream world fell apart. Weary blue from waiting. Lord, I've been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Oh, sweet mama, please come home. Through tears, I watch young lovers as they go strolling by. Oh, all the things that might have been, God forgive me if I cry. Weary been waiting too long. These blues have got me crying. Sweet mama, please come home. Oh, sweet mama, please come home. You know, all this bluesy stuff that I play and that so many people play is part of that mix that we were talking about earlier. And the idea was that the doors were thrown open, the gate was thrown open, and everyone around the world was invited to come and take part in this great experiment. And people were invited to share their ideas and share science and share recipes and anything that anybody had to share, they were invited to put it in the pot and see what happened. And you know, many great things did happen, there's no doubt about it. But in the area of music, something truly magnificent came about. And it came from, you know, there's much music that came to America from Germany, and thank you very much. We appreciate it. The Celtic people from the British Isles brought all those wonderful murder ballads. But we appreciate those songs. They gave us a beginning of country music. And all this music came from all over the world, and people shared. And that was great. But for me, the real irony is that the very people, the only people really in the equation who did not want to come to America at all, who had no interest in coming to America, they came enslaved and in chains in the bottoms of the slave ships. Those are the people that ended up, I think, contributing the very most. Because without the African contribution, there would be no blues. Forget about it. The Africans brought us blues. Without blues, we wouldn't have gospel music like we know it in the South. That just wouldn't exist. There's no way. Without gospel and blues, there'd be no jazz. Without all those things, there'd be no rock and roll or rhythm and blues. And imagine a world without all these kinds of music. And yet, we don't know the name of a single person who wrote the vast repertoire of slave songs and the original songs that started this whole thing. We don't know any of them. Zero. Nobody knows. It's embarrassing. But I'm going to do one song from our deep history in the South, and it's a slave song.